Chapter 5. It was dawn when my eyes opened to see Mrs. Groves, who had come into my room with bad news. Flora had a fever and seemed very ill.
"She's very frightened, miss," said Mrs. Groves,
"but not of Miss Jessel. She's terrified of you. She says she'll never speak to you again."
"She's a clever little thing," I responded.
"She knows exactly what she's doing. And now she's made you believe I'm the evil one."
"What else can I do, miss?" said poor Mrs. Groves.
"Nothing. Flora and Miles are the cleverest children in the world, and they're difficult to control. Their ghost friends have made them even cleverer. Flora knows she's clever, and she'll use it," I said.
"But how will it all end, miss?" asked Mrs. Groves.
"Flora will tell her uncle about me. She'll tell him that I'm a bad governess. She'll ask him to send me away," I replied.
"What can we do, miss?" Mrs. Groves repeated.
"I don't know," I said.
"But wait! I have an idea.
Mrs. Groves, you must take Flora away."
"Me? But where to?"
Mrs. Groves was surprised.
"To her uncle's. Take her away from the ghosts, away from Miles, and away from me. I think I have a good idea."
"What is it, miss?"
"I believe Miles still has some feelings for me. He sat with me for a long time last night, and I think he wanted to speak. If you leave me alone with him, he might talk to me, and we might be able to fight the evil. If we can have a day or two together, I might get him on my side."
I hoped I was right.
"Will you take Flora away?"
"I will, miss. She needs to be away from here, and I will be happy to leave," she replied.
"Why is that?" I asked.
"The child has frightened me," Mrs. Groves said.
"Have you seen something?" I asked.
"I haven't seen, but I have heard from her," said Mrs. Groves.
"She said the most horrific things about you. I need to take her away, and maybe she will feel well again."
I was glad that Mrs. Groves finally believed that I had seen the ghosts and that she saw the danger to the children.
"But, Mrs. Groves, the letter I wrote yesterday will arrive in London before you do," I said.
"I don't think so, miss," she replied. "It wasn't on the table this morning, and the postman said he didn't take it yesterday."
"Do you think Miles stole it?" I asked.
"I do," she said, "and maybe that was his crime at school. Stealing."
"We must keep the children apart," I said.
I felt very alone when Mrs. Groves and Flora had left the next morning. Miles didn't come to the schoolroom at his usual time, and when he came for lunch, he said he had been for a walk.
"I saw Flora and Mrs. Groves at breakfast," he said.
"Is Flora really very ill?"
"I'm afraid so," I replied. "Bly is not good for her, but I'm sure she'll recover quickly in London." We ate our meal in silence. Then Miles stood at the window with his hands in his pockets. He looked at the spot where I had first seen Peter Quint. Then he said to me,
"So,
We are alone. He seemed to be looking for something or someone in the garden. Is that all right with you? I asked. Well, you are more alone than me, he replied. I like it here at Bly, and I've walked a long way this morning. I like my freedom. Of course, I said. I had an opportunity to try again. Maybe Miles would tell me his secrets now. If there's anything you want to tell me, I'm happy to listen. You know I'm your friend, and I only want to help you. Why should I need your help? Asked Miles. Well, you remember the evening I came to your room, I began. I wanted you to tell me everything. Now you have the chance. Miles looked nervous and a bit worried. Do you want me to tell you everything? Here? Now? Miles asked. Yes, Miles, I said. Miles looked out of the window again. He wanted to go outside. He was looking for something or someone. I'll tell you, he said quietly, but not now. I was relieved that he admitted he had something to tell me. Fine, I replied, but can you tell me one little thing? What? Asked Miles. Did you take my letter from the hall table yesterday? Miles turned to face me, and as he did so, I saw another face outside the window. It was Peter Quint. I jumped up from my chair and thought, Miles must not know. I hugged the boy to me and stared at the ghost. I could not let it win. Yes, said Miles quietly. I took your letter. I held him close and protected him while I looked at the white face outside the window. It felt like a battle, but soon the face moved and disappeared. I had won. Did you read my letter? I asked. Yes, said Miles. And what did you learn? Nothing, said the poor little boy. He looked sad. Was that why you couldn't go back to school? I asked him. Did you steal things? Miles looked shocked. No, I didn't steal things. Then what did you do? I asked. I said things, said Miles. Who to? I asked. I wanted to know everything. I said things to people I liked, he explained, and they told others, so the teachers heard. I was confused. But what did you say? I asked him. At that moment, I saw the face at the window again. I screamed and pulled Miles to me. Is she here? He asked. She? I was surprised. Miss Jessel, he replied. He was very angry. It's not Miss Jessel, but it's at the window. The horror is there for the last time, I said. Is he here? Miles asked. Who? I said. Peter Quint! Shouted Miles. It's not important now, my child, I said. Peter Quint has lost you forever. I have you now. Come. But Miles moved away from me. He ran to look out of the window, and he screamed like a wild animal. I ran after him and held him in my arms. He didn't try to escape. A minute passed, and I realized he was dead. His little heart had stopped.